Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. When it comes to winter hardiness of the eastern tent caterpillar, they might laughingly say polar vortex, schmortex. No problem for them.
The survival rate of those eggs is normal, what you would normally see from a regular winter for us, which is about 80% of them surviving through the winter. So we're not getting help from the weather we had, at least for the eastern tent caterpillar.
UK Extension entomologist Lee Townsend says they can withstand temps down to 31 below zero. On top of that, in casual observations, they think they've seen an increase in populations.
We've been watching caterpillar tents as we drive along in the spring, and over the last probably 5 to 6 years, I think there's just been a general increase in some areas as far as the number of tents we've seen.
The caterpillars caused losses of millions of dollars during the Kentucky outbreak of mare reproductive loss syndrome from 1999 through 2001. He offered this for horse owners.
It's been some time since lots of fence rows were cleaned out, and time for wild cherry to maybe make a resurgence. So it's a good time to inventory your situation and see where you stand both with tent caterpillar numbers and with the host tree, the wild cherry.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
For horse owners, there are safe commercial products to handle eastern tent caterpillars in large numbers. For homeowners, says UK entomologist Lee Townsend, it's probably more practical to deal with them by hand.
The main thing is to deal with tent caterpillars while they're still massed in their tents on trees. Homeowners tend to run into problems as the caterpillars leave and start crawling over patios.
It's best to act before that happens, when you first notice those ugly webs forming in wild cherry trees, and that may be any day now.
Standing where the sunlight hits the tents really makes them stand out, and just checking every few days, it'll let you know the extent of the problem and help you identify and locate tents that can be dealt with.
Go on the offensive, knock those tents out, collect the insects, and dispose of them. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.